morning. It's good to be back again on this Father's Day, on Sunday night, to share with you the Word of God. I'd like to read tonight from a very familiar scripture in the Old Testament, Book of Kings, 2 Kings, chapter number 4. Widow's pot of oil here, these verses. I know this is very familiar to you. Verses of preaching, different messages come from these verses. I'd like to focus in on a verse here tonight. Lord, give us the help we need. Yes, you'll see where I may be coming from. But while you're looking up the scripture from 2 Kings chapter 4, I have some vessels I want to share with you. All right, 2 Kings chapter number 4, if you have your Bibles. Look at verse number 1. Now there cried a certain woman, the wives of the sons of the prophets, unto Elisha, saying, thy servant, my husband, is dead, and thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come, to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. Elisha said unto her, what shall I do for thee? Tell me what thou hast in thine house. She said, thine handmaid hath not anything in the house save a pot of oil. He said, go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, bar not a few. Thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee, and upon thy sons shall pour out into all those vessels. I shall set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And to pass when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, bring me yet a vessel. Said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and he said, go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. If we look back over here, in verses 3 and 4, we know where he said, go, just borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, bar not a few. We have more than just a few. Thou art come in, I shall shut thy door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shall pour out to all those vessels. Thou shalt set aside that which is full. So I like to set aside tonight that which is full. This is the vessel I want to focus on right here tonight. The vessel that is full. I want to compare that to that verse I just read to you in verse number 4. Thou shalt set aside that which is full. I like to focus in on this bottle here tonight, what it represents and the way I want to preach it. This represents the Spirit-filled Christian. This represents no more like Stephen, Philip, the ones that the Scripture mentions. They were full of faith and of the Holy Ghost. Full. I want you to be reminded of that word in that verse. Now, I know it was the way that they took these seen vessels of all the neighbors and took not just a few, but brought in what they had. And she began to pour out into these vessels. Amen. Praise the Lord. So we know the scripture referred to in the spiritual way that I like to preach this tonight. As we represent, we as the church, we as individuals, we as believers, that we are vessels for God. If you remember the message I preached one time, that we are should be a vessel that is meet, amen, for the master's use. A vessel that is used of God, we refer to a vessel or instrument, amen, that we are used of God. And once God begins to use that vessel unto him, it must be no more when I preached another message, is that we should live a Spirit-filled life. A life that is well-pleasing to God. That if we put ourselves in the category of these vessels, which one are you? I have one here tonight that's totally empty. I have one here tonight that's half full. I have one here that is full. To the top. So out of these three vessels, I want you to examine yourself and see which one you are. I want you to think about that as I place this illustration before you. As you look upon these bottles, as we're going to refer to as vessels, that we are vessels for God, that God can use His vessels even in this service tonight. Amen. That God's able to use some vessel here tonight for the purpose of receiving that we need from God. God wants to take His people as vessels, or as we refer to as clay, in the hands of the potter to make, or amen, that piece of pottery that is fit for the master, that it can be used of God, that we can be Spirit-filled Christians. How many wants to be Spirit-filled? How many wants to be Spirit-led?
Come on.
Amen. Praise God. Not only Spirit-filled, but I want to be Spirit-led. Praise God. So let us pray tonight. Heavenly Father, we're thankful once again that we're able to assemble ourselves for this Father's Day and for the service tonight. We thank You for Your blessings upon us today. We look to You once again to know that in these verses, Lord, we can learn of these verses to know that we as children of God are vessels for the kingdom of heaven, that we can be used of God in a great and a mighty way. Touch that vessel, Lord, tonight who desires to be used. Touch that vessel, Lord, that, amen, may be empty or half empty, God, and not totally surrendering, amen, to Your will. But God, do minister to us tonight. We need the help that comes from Thee. And I pray, dear Heavenly Father, that You'll just continue to help us. Help us to bring forth this message that may encourage Your church, encourage Your people, that You can lift us up, that we can receive that we need from God. And what is ever accomplished, we'll forevermore praise You. And everyone that loved the Lord said amen.
Amen.
And you may be seated. We know the verses here that I read to you in these seven verses. We've heard ministers time and time again preach from these verses. And there's several messages that can come from these seven verses of Scripture. I have preached from these verses before, but far as I can remember, I never have done an illustration like I'd like to here tonight to give us more of a vivid picture, amen, about being a vessel for God. Now, we know according to the Scriptures I read to you, we know first, this is the prophet Elisha. This is the one, no more than, amen, as Elisha had asked of this woman, amen, what shall I do for thee? And then we're reminded that was also a question that Elijah asked Elisha, what shall I do for thee? And he told him, I desire a double portion of thy spirit.
Yeah.
We remember those verses. It's no more here than this woman here had a great need, and therefore Elisha had come unto her, and she come to know that there was creditors that had come to take her two sons to be bondmen. How many has ever had creditors to harass you? We know how that can be at times. If we get a little behind, get a little financial strain, or late on our payments or whatever it may be, the creditors may begin to call or to knock or whatever. And I'm sure back in the time here, even in Elisha's time, that people were in debt, were indebted to others. And so we know that they did have creditors. The creditors was coming, and they was to take unto her two sons to be these bondmen. And therefore Elisha, when he had said unto her, what shall I do? In other words, what can I do to help thee? He said, what do you have in your house? He said, not save, nothing more than just a pot of oil. Amen. He said, well, go and borrow these vessels concerning all thy neighbors, and borrow not just a few, but when you go, take empty vessels. So here is an empty vessel representing an empty vessel tonight. And so we know in verse number 4 that when they come in, they shut the door. What does that remind you? Amen. I believe for the vessel that's full of God, that's living a Spirit-filled life, I believe that child of God knows what it is to get into his prayer closet and shut the door. And to pray to his Heavenly Father in secret, that his Heavenly Father may see in secret and reward him openly. How many believes that?
Yeah.
I believe that can be for the child of God, amen, that is full. And we know this can also represent the virgins that we've been teaching in our Sunday school lessons. Amen. How many believes that the foolish virgins were half empty, or were they all the way empty? That it's no more than we know that they were all Christians. They were five wise and five foolish, but they let all their oil leak out. Is that right?
That's right.
So, in other words, they were empty vessels. They could not be used of God. They had nothing that they had maintained, like I preached this morning, to be used of God. They were not as spiritual as they used to be. Amen. Oh, yes, they're not prayed up like they used to be. They were not looking, amen, and hasting for the day of the bridegroom to come. They were not ready at the midnight hour. So they were empty vessels, empty vessels. Amen. Not used of God, not can be used of God, because they were empty. They had a great void in their life. Amen. They had regret, I do believe. They could see their need to go forth for God. Amen. They could see their need to go by. They had asked for oil from the wise. But we said, we don't have enough oil like for you and I. You must go buy for yourselves. And when they went out to buy for themselves, we know that's when the midnight cry was made. And the wise went in to meet the bridegroom. How many believe the wise were those that lived the Spirit-filled life? How many believes that? How many believes that the foolish virgins were the ones that were empty or half empty?
Come on.
Which one do you believe? I believe they were empty vessels. Completely empty. How many believes, as the scripture teaches us, they let all their oil leak out? Amen. They had in their lamps, concerning what they had, representing the lamps, they had let all the oil leak out. They didn't have none themselves, so they went to buy. And when they went to buy, it was done too late. The midnight cry was made. So we can look at these vessels in the same way as it represents the foolish virgins, the wise virgins. And we know that the one that lives the Spirit-filled life is one who gets along. He prays in his prayer closet. He pours out to God. How many believes about pouring out? Amen. He's full of faith. He's got the full assurance in his heart about his salvation. He's fully persuaded to trust God. He's fully persuaded to believe in the promises of God, because his life is full. Amen. So we know concerning what the scripture read here. Amen. She began to pour out into those vessels. Amen. That they brought to her, and she poured out. And after she poured out into the vessels, and the vessels were full, he said, bring me yet another vessel, and there is not a vessel more. So there was no more vessels to be filled, so the oil just stayed. And that's when he came to her, and she told the man of God, and therefore he said to her, go sell the oil, pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. So we know that God met the need for her and for her sons, because she began to pour out to God, and those vessels were full. Amen. Praise God. And I was thinking today, church, as I began to think about no more what I preached this morning, we have Christians that are empty. We have Christians in a lukewarm state. We have Christians that are cold and indifferent. They had, in other words, that he's hanging on by the skin of their teeth, so to speak. And they just barely have a flicker in their soul, amen, for God. And so we know it's reference to that they have empty vessels. They're empty on the inside. There's such a void that needs to be filled. And they need God to fill that void in their life. And amen, they don't know what it is to cry out in the nighttime. They don't know what it is to have revival in the soul. They don't know what it is to keep on seeking and knocking. And it comes to this. Amen. If you take an empty vessel, amen, I can preach, I can pray, I can encourage, but until that person is willing to help themselves, that vessel will remain empty.
That's right. Come on.
Amen. In spite of all that we can do, saints, in spite of all I said we can do, what we try to do, try to encourage and be there for them and help them and encourage them. It's like I preach, this is a water station. The house of God is a water station. If people stay on the outside and never come in to drink, amen, if they're not careful, they're going to be labeled as the five foolish. If they're not careful, they're going to let their vessels leak out or their lamps leak out, and they will not have anything to keep them encouraged and seeking and drawing near to God. Amen. So if I look at that Christian tonight who is empty, there's a void. They have much space in their life. Oh, yes. Amen. Now, if I was to take this water from the bathroom there and fill it up in a pitcher, and I begin to pour into this vessel, amen, I begin to fill it to the brim, to the very top, it would be full. Amen. But it's something I'm doing. It's not nothing that this bottle can do. I have to do it. I have to put forth the effort. I have have to go and receive the pitcher, fill the pitcher, fill the bottle. Amen. Glory to God. I think about that Christian that never puts forth no effort. Amen. That is negative all the time. They doubt on themselves. Amen. They let the devil come in like a flood. They believe in the lies of Satan. And they never seem to regain that they have lost their impact. There's such a void, and ain't nothing in this life can fill that void except Christ. And Christ is there, amen, to fill it. So long as that vessel stays empty, there's plenty of space. There's plenty of space in this bottle. So if there's plenty of space, you know what happens to that Christian that feels empty and void and knows what it is to be in church and knows what it is to seek God, but they're not doing it? They feel empty, and they are empty, and they feel that void in their life. They're allowing all the space in that bottle, and they're taking all that space and they're filling it with other things. Amen. They're trying to fill that space. Amen. Because they're empty. And they take that space that's left in that vessel, in that bottle. They take it all that space there in that vessel, and they're filling it. They're trying to fill it. They try to satisfy themselves with entertainments and pleasures. Amen. Of this life and other things that they may be desiring. Amen. Because there's plenty of space here. Because this vessel's empty. There's plenty of room on the inside. Plenty. Amen. Oh, yes. And when Satan comes to tempt them and lures them to the world, they begin to desire things and taste things and long for things. It's like I preached this morning. He said, touch not the unclean things, and then I'll receive you. But they're drawn to things, so they take all that space and they fill it with other things.
That's right. Come on, breathe.
There's a lot of space here in this vessel. Amen. It's never satisfied because it remains empty. There's always room for other things, always space for other things. And they're filling it with all those fleshly desires, all those mind thoughts and thoughts that come and enter into the mind. It's Satan. You know how it works within the mind. And they begin to meditate upon, amen, the things that they used to love, the things that they used to be drawn to. Amen. And they think about it. And they meditate upon those things. And they begin to turn and look around and begin to desire those things once again. That's why I preach no more than separation this morning. One work of sanctification is that when God sanctifies a person, and I mentioned how that we have that sinful nature within us that must be killed out. That's why he said he that's in the flesh cannot please God. And if you live after the flesh, you shall surely die. But if you mortify the deeds of the body, you shall live. There must be a killing out. That mortifying is killing out the desires of this flesh and yielding to God. Amen. I don't want to be an empty vessel, church. I want to be in the place that God can use me. Amen. Praise God. Listen here. So we got one category of Christians right here. There's many Christians today. They sort of drift in and out of church, and they have a little bit of prayer, a little bit of Bible. You know what I'm saying? Just enough to sort of keep them going just a few steps. But they're still just as empty as they've ever been. And only God can fill that void in their life. But here we are. We got some other Christians that's half full. Amen, you know. Amen. They don't see their need for three services a week, but they see their need for two. Amen, you know what I'm saying? They see their need for 10 minutes of prayer instead of five or whatever they want to, whatever they're doing, how long they're blowing and praying or whatever it is. Anyway, they're just half, amen, half full, I guess you could say. And here we got another category here. But if you look at that bottle closely, it's half full. So that remains the other half, and there's still a lot of space there. There's still a lot of emptiness there. And still they got plenty of room.
See, I can take this bottle, I can open it up, and I can stick my finger in there, and it's not getting wet, because you see that space is in there? It's plenty. It topples over, ain't good for nothing. Thankful. The devil keeps talking that over. The devil's doing that one. Come on, bro. That there ain't no good.
So listen over here, he's just half full, but there's still some space. What's going to fulfill that space? They're still playing around, still dabbling. Amen. There's still space in there. And they're filling it with other things, entertainments, amusements, works of the flesh, believing the lies of the devil. And they're half full. There's still some room in there. This is where they are. They stay half full. They've been half full for 2 years, 4 years, 5 years. That's all they ever grows right there. You believe this Christian, this vessel's ready for the rapture. You know that nowhere. He's been drifted to the side, wayside. On the wayside. So,
we got one here.
Half full. This one here says, I try and I try and I fail and I fail, but I'd rather try and fail than die and go to hell.
Right.
But what can I do to regain victory? What can I do to keep pressing on? What can I do to pray? I try to establish a prayer life, but every time I try to get on my feet, the devil just comes to me and tempts me and allures me, and I can't ever get on my own 2 feet. They're just half full. I sure hope that ain't you over there. He's way over there, but at least this one's this close. Now listen here. This bottle, this vessel is completely full. Is there any space in there? See, if you live in a victorious life, if you're spirit-filled, if you're spirit-led, if you're hungry for more of God, and you maintain an attainment of prayer life, you're seeking every day, you're staying in the Word every day, there's no space.
Come on.
Amen. There's no desire for other things. You're full of faith. You're full of the Holy Ghost. There ain't no room in there for nothing else. Amen. That's the way it is. Amen. There's no room. There's no space for nothing else. It don't matter how much the world comes against me. There ain't no room, brother. The world may try to get in that bottle. The world can't get in there. The entertainments can't get in there. The styles and fashions can't get in there. Because I'm full of the walking, talking Holy Ghost. And He's with me every day. And I desire more of Him. I'm hungry. I'm thirsty for more of God. Amen. Glory to God. You know how it's just like it was with the foolish virgins. Give us your all. Come on, give us something. Give us a little bit. We need some of your all. Do you have any for us? You're going to have to go buy for yourself. We don't have enough all for you. I don't want to make a mess here. What do we do?
Take this half-hearted Christian over here. Here's the one that's
had to do that. Here's the one that's full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost. And he's so hungry to see this one here. He said, oh, I'd like to do all I can to help him. You know, just like that woman, she began to pour in those vessels. Oh, if I could just help my sons, if I could help my neighbor. But it's something they're going to have to do for themselves. And they begin to pour. Can I help them? Can I help them? Can I keep praying for them? What can I do to help them? And here it is. Amen. We're weeping. We're crying. And we're concerned. And that's good. That's real good. Amen. But we let the devil come in against us before we know we done half ended. Amen. It's like Brother Branch told me one time, I love people, I pray for people, I encourage people, I preach the Word, but it's all I can do to keep my own head above the water. I have so many battles I face every day, and so much of the devil. Amen. Glory to God, I got this victory anyway I go, I'm a winner anyway. Amen. Don't misunderstand me, church. We are to be concerned for others, we are to pray for others, but we can't let others take us down ourselves and rob us of the victory. We can't let our children rob us of the victory that God's given us. That's why the preacher once said, I will not allow my children to rob me of the joy that God's given to me. If you allow things to happen to you, you're going to end up like this. And then that space comes in there. And here comes the devil, and he's going to start offering you things. And before you know it, you're going to fill that void with other things other than the Spirit of God. And we must maintain a victorious life. We must walk in the Spirit and not fulfill the lust of the flesh. We must be full vessels for God. Amen. I don't know when a woman began to take it. Amen, Lord of God, that oil, she began to pour out in those vessels. And she looked around, wanting more. There wasn't so much in the oil. There was enough to fill other vessels. But we don't have no more vessels. That's the way it is in this last day, church. We look around, we say, where's the other brethren? Where's the other sisters? Amen. They're not here. Where are they? Amen. Where's their concern? Where's their prayer? Where's their dedication? Has the devil been winning like a flood and robbed them? Amen. Take away everything that God's given to them. Yes, he has. But church, you can't allow that to happen to you. Give no place to the devil. Stay spirit filled. Stay spirit led. Let God fill you. Let God help you. You don't have no room for nothing.
Right. Come on.
Amen. You don't have no room for nothing.
Yes, amen. Come on.
Woo. Here we are right here. This is what tops it off right here. No, when we start praising God for that good report because he's heard prayer and you just shout the victory. This is where we are. I got a crack in this wood because I can't use that right there. I'm going to have to use it on the side here. I'm going to make a mess. So here it is. I preached it not too long ago, I believe it was, on Wednesday night, if I remember right. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life. Why did David come to that place? He said, my cup runneth over. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Amen. My cup runneth over, surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. You're talking about being fully persuaded. You're talking about going the extra mile like the brother priest. Come on now. You're talking about the other message he preached on push. Pray until something happens. That's the faith maintained in a victorious life. I hope nobody's over there. You know, that's the way old Satan do. You know how it is. He's done took everything. Amen. There he is. He just plays with you, steps all over you. Amen. He ain't good for nothing. He just laugh and laugh. Done beat down. Done so beat down. Has no victory left. Has nothing left. Amen. Glory to God, church. There's some Christians in that condition. Right over there. Right over. You say that may be a son, that may be a daughter, may be a husband, it may be a wife. Amen. What can I do? Until they're willing to help themselves, they'll remain in that condition. Amen. They got to get up on their own 2 feet. I like to try to hold them up if I could. But until they get fully persuaded and get their mind made up, they're going to remain just like that.
Come on, preach.
In spite of all we can do, they're going to remain like that. You know that one? There he is. He's got some flickers. He's got a few desires. He's sort of in and out, you know. We know him because he drops in. He's at least he's dropping in every once in a while. At least he's trying to be persuaded, but not fully persuaded. We got some over here. They say happy and content.
I guess. Don't look farther up there. Head out to the deep. Our state.
You know, he said, went out to the deep. If you launch out into the deep, what you going to come up with? Amen. You're sitting in on the right side. You try to stay encouraged for a while. Amen. Glory to God. You try to do what you can to keep your head above the water. But church, it's like this. Until I come to the place I desire in God. But I still struggle with that place. I know I'm where I need to be, but I'll never get there. Because I stay down on myself. I stay down on everybody else. It seems like I can't help myself. I help nobody else. Amen. What can I do to regain victory? What can I do to be fully persuaded? What can I do to trust Jesus more? What can I do to way out into the deep? What can I do even to go all the way with God? God's saying, you've got to feel yourself with the things of the Spirit. You've got to be so persuaded, I love you. I care for you. I'm going to be there for you. I'm going to lead you. I'm going to guide you.
Yes.
Frankly, I had loved ones that was in that kind of condition over there for a while. Finally, the devil got so much hold on them, they just got out altogether. Crushed them is what he done. Crushed their victory. Trust their power. Have nothing else left. What does God expect out of us? What does God require? When he said, I'll be a God, I'll be a father to you like I preached this morning. What does God really desire out of us? God, I got to be full. I got to run over. I got to go all the way. I'm in for the long haul. Oh God, help me. Help me tonight. I got to be content. I got to be satisfied. Oh God, help us. I know there's some mind battles along this path. I know there's some struggles along this path. I know how the enemy comes like a flood. But listen, I got a stronger desire more than I ever have. Because I trusted him more. I believed him more. He filled me more. He filled the void. He filled the emptiness. Because there's no room for nothing else.
The room. Ooh. Depression coming from the presence of the Lord.
Yes.
Water. River. What I want to do for you all the time. I want to rest you. I want to refill you. I want to refill the void. I don't want to be empty. I want you to be persuaded all the time. Here I am. I'm still the same God I've always been. I'm not going to lead you out there to die. I'm going to fill your vessel. If you only turn to me with a whole heart and with a whole desire. That's what he told Israel. He said now in Deuteronomy 10, he said, what the Lord thy God require thee?
To love the Lord. To serve him with all your heart, with all your whole desire. To cleave unto the Lord. Keep his commandments. What can I do? What can I do to be full? What can I do to be a full vessel? What can I do to be used of God? What can I do to be fully persuaded? Amen. You know what you can do to turn your life around? Amen. It's put forth every effort, every step that you can get. Amen. The devil may bounce you around, but at least I'm on my feet. Amen. Glory to God. I'm trying to go to church. I'm trying to pray. I'm trying to long for more. Thank you. If I can hand it, brother. Praise the Lord. What do you want to do, brother? You want to fill you up? He wants to anoint you with power to preach. He wants to use you, brother. Amen. He wants your vessel to be full. Full of faith. Full of the Holy Ghost power. Preach the word. Be in this season. Reprove me with all suffering sound doctrine. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The Lord has not given some of the spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you,
Jesus. This is the vessel's will to be full.
Glory, hallelujah.
Come on, sir.
Glory to God.
Glory to God. Lord, right here, this is one that is used of you.
Glory, hallelujah.
Glory to God. Lord, just continue to pour your spirit down upon her in a special way. Let there be a heavenly vision. Let there be a great anointing. Let there be power to fill her vessel. Amen. God, use her in your kingdom. Full of faith, full of the Holy Ghost, walking in the Spirit, not fulfilling the lust of the flesh. My Lord God, I say, Jesus, help me. I want to be full of the vessel. I want to be one that can be used.
Amen.
Such a case, you yield yourself to God. You let God bless you. You let God help you. He wants to use you. He wants to help you. Full. My cup's running over. My cup's running over. I have walked in this love. I have walked in this. Maintain walking with the King. Walking with the King. Take her by the hand, Frank, if you would, just a minute. You're talking about a couple. You're talking about faith. You're talking about power. You're talking about preaching the gospel. You're talking about holding one another up. You're talking about walking in unity. You're talking about fulfilling the fulfillments of God in the soul, of the mind, and of the body. I tell you what, this is what I want to do right here. This is the way I feel made of the Spirit right now. The ones that let's just come around right now, lay hands on them right now. You know, sometimes it's a battle region, sometimes there's a warfare, amen, that we're trying to contend with. Amen, the forces of hell come against the ministry. The forces of hell comes against the child of God. He's doing what he can to persevere in faith. He's doing what he can, amen, to stand on his own two feet. But I believe it right now, power! I believe it right now for victory. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus. Father, only you can. God, you know the avenues, you know the doors, that the doors shall be opened, and the door of opportunity that no man can shut in the name of Jesus. Tracy, you've been there. You know how it feels. You know how it feels. You know how it feels. You know how it feels to be a child of the King. You went it out into the deep. God's fulfilling the purpose. God shall fulfill the mission. About the Father's business, gilding themselves. Ooh. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, saints of God, pray for them. The forces of hell comes against the ministry. The forces of hell, amen, trying to do what they can to stop the man of God. Amen, the man of God with the mind battles and the struggles and the fears that Satan places upon. But in the name of Jesus, it shall flee. In the name of Jesus, it shall flee.
Oh,
Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Sister Kim, they're right here, sister. I want you to cup your hands. Cup your hands. Each one, separate them. Cup it where it can hold some water. Put your fingers together. Cup your hand, fingers together. We're going to see if we can hold some water. All right. This is what she prayed for. This is what she asked. The name of Jesus, Father. Right now, in the name of Jesus. The lies of hell that have come against this mind about being filled with the Spirit. God, let all the forces of the lies of hell be cast away from her mind. In the name of Jesus, in the name of Jesus, let there be constant victory. Let there be constant power to overcome the wicked one. She's fully persuaded, being full of the Spirit. Let there be a witness. Mr. Kim, give way to the Lord. Give way to the Lord. Give way to the Lord, and He shall help you. Give way to Him. Amen. Let Him flood your soul. 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 I said, let Him flood your soul. Amen. Glory be to God. He's able. Have Him, please. He's able tonight, church. I'm telling you, I feel the presence of the Lord in this place tonight.
Yes, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
God, help us tonight. Help us, Lord. Help us to be full. Help us, Lord, to remain true. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Kayla, this is it, sister. She's pouring out. She's pouring out. She's going to pour out. This is going to be a vessel. Pour it out, pour it out, pour it out, pour it out. Give it all. Before we persuade her. In the blessed name of the Lord Jesus. That's right, Kenneth. Give it all to Him now. Say, Lord, I struggle, but I'm persuaded. I'm going to be a vessel. I'm going to stand as a vessel. I'm fully persuaded in my mind. That's right, okay, that's it. That's what He's doing. That's what He's doing. That's what He's doing. Come on, Kim. It's for you, sister. Amen. The devil will have to flee. It's going to be no more. No more of this plague of mine. Amen. The forces of hell that's coming against you. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Right now, Kayla. Come on, sister. Come on, right now. This is where it is. Amen. This is the filling station. This is where you're going to get filled up. This is where you're going to be spirit filled and spirit led. Full of faith, full of power, full of the Holy Ghost, fully persuaded, fully believing, fully trusting. Oh, are you? It's the filling station. You know what He's saying? Trust me fully. Believe my word, stand on my promise. My promises are ever true. They are yea and amen. Hallelujah. Christ is wonderful. For every child of God, it's everyone that's here tonight, it's everyone that's fully persuaded. You've got to be fully persuaded in your own mind. Fully persuaded. I'm going to believe God. I'm going to trust God. Doesn't matter what comes my way. I know for the good of my soul that God loves me. He's going to care for me. He's going to shield me. As long as I trust Him. As long as I have faith to believe what God can do. He's going to do it. And I will, like the brother preached. I will do it. He said that's a guarantee. We can bank on it. Glory to God. I'm telling you tonight. That's right, Sister Kim. You just trust Him. Hey, man, here I am getting my cup overflowed. Here I am getting my cup overflowed. Here I am getting my cup overflowed. Read it, Mamanda, 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 read it, Mamanda. That's what you're pouring out into that vessel. Let it be full. That's what you're doing, pouring out into that vessel. It's going to be full, full of faith, full of power, full of the Holy Ghost, fully persuaded. Kayla, you've come too far to look back now. God knows the hardships. God knows. He knows these things. But He shall equip you with the power of the Holy Ghost to keep you through these trying times. Everybody believes that. Everybody believes that. Just be fully persuaded, Kayla. As the brother said this morning, burn all the bridges behind. They'll burn them all behind me. I'm reaching forth for the things that are before me, forgetting the things that are behind. Reaching forth for the things that are before me. I'm looking to Jesus now, who is the author and the finisher of my faith. Hallelujah. That's right, Sister Kim. That's right, Sister. Come on. Amen. He's all over you, Sister. Come on now. That's right. Amen. Let's give over to the Spirit. That's right. Let it be a refilling. A refilling. A refilling. Right now in the name of Jesus. A refilling, Sister Kim. This is what He wants to do. He wants to bear witness right now. In the name of Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. 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 He loves you, sister. We love you, sister. Amen. You do what you can. You do what you can. He knows. He knows the hardships, sister. Give it all to God. Just trust Him now. Trust Him now, Lord. See, here I am, Lord. It's just me again, Lord. I got the same struggle. I got the same battle. Don't seem to be getting any better. It seems to be getting worse. Is that right? It don't seem to be getting any better. It seems like it's getting worse. She pressed her way through the crowd. That's the effort. Oh, the effort of pushing, pushing, pushing. We must endure, overcome afflictions. Amen. Temptations, overcome those things. Amen. Overcome the devil. Amen. Overcome that wicked one that comes against you. I'm pressing, I'm pressing, I'm pressing my way through the crowd. I'm going to reach out, I'm going to touch the hem of His garment. And when I touch Him, I'm going to be made whole. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Oh, hallelujah. Deal her to the brim tonight, Lord. Let her cup run over in the name of Jesus. Let her cup run over tonight. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Mr. Kelly, you be encouraged tonight. So just be encouraged in the Lord. Through the ups and downs of life, be encouraged. We all go through hard places, hard times, difficult at times, but glory to God, the Lord shall deliver us. He shall lead us, He shall help us. Drawn from the well. Drawn from the well. Filled to the brim. Full of faith, full of power, full of victory, full of praise. I'm full of praise. The Lord has been in this place tonight. Church, you know I'm thankful for what the Lord's doing. Take a full house to have the power of God. Do. Wonderful, wonderful. Truly the presence of the Lord's in this place. Drives away all doubt and fear. Truly the presence of the Lord.